USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office Friday issued a statement disputing a news report from BuzzFeed that claimed President Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie about the timing of discussions over a proposed Trump Tower project in Moscow. Peter Carr, a spokesman for Mueller's office, said Friday BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the Special Counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. President Trump tweeted Friday he'll make a major announcement Saturday at 3 p.m. from the White House about the border and ongoing government shutdown. Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was sentenced to 6 years, 9 months behind bars for shooting to death 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. Reverend Marvin Hunter, McDonald's great uncle, outside the courthouse, said they wanted a longer sentence, but they still want a victory.
It sets a precedent, and it sends a strong message to unjust police officers that now you can and will go to jail if you're caught lying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Crowds of people packed the National Mall Friday for the annual anti-abortion March for Life. At a dinner to celebrate the march in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence promised that the Trump administration would continue to champion pro-life causes.
So to all of you gathered here and to those looking on, let me be clear. President Donald Trump will veto any bill that weakens protection for human life.
A winter storm will bring significant snow and ice to the north and heavy rains and severe weather to the south. While speaking with reporters, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy Friday suggested what residents of his state should be doing over the weekend.
I would just say this as you're thinking about your weekend, folks. If there is ever a weekend to stay in and binge watch something, this may be it, whether it's football, whatever it might be.
The South Jersey and the Jersey Shore are likely to see mostly rain that could cause minor flooding along the coast. A flash freeze will linger from Sunday into Monday. Ice could cause problems more serious than the areas hit by heavy snow. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Carnival Cruise jumper is speaking out about his actions, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
A passenger who jumped from the 11th floor balcony of a ship ended up being kicked off the cruise line forever. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line says Nick Native of Vancouver, Washington, is no longer welcome on any of their cruises. He tells ABC's Good Morning America the reason he jumped.
I just thought I'd be cool to just jump off the ship. All my friends cheered me on, and it just happened so quick, and you know, the next minute I was jumping off the ship.
Native continues.
6 or 7 hours after, I was in quite a bit of pain, and it took about 3 days for that pain to go away.
Native's buddies who egged him on were also banned for life from any Royal Caribbean cruises as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had more to say Friday about why President Donald Trump didn't want House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to leave Washington for a visit to Afghanistan.
That's one of the key reasons that the president did not want Speaker Pelosi to leave the country, is because if she did, it would all but guarantee the fact that the negotiations couldn't take place over the weekend, and federal workers, 800,000 federal workers, wouldn't receive their paychecks because she wasn't here to help make a deal.
Pelosi canceled her plans to travel by commercial plane to visit U.S. troops in Afghanistan, saying the president had caused a security risk by talking about the trip. It was the latest twist in what's become a Washington game of brinkmanship between Pelosi and Trump, playing out against the stalled negotiations over how to end the partial government shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.